I had a phone call that my oldest daughter had been in a terrible automobile wreck with her children. Victoria, they told me, was non-responsive and that I needed to get to the hospital quickly. And I was just in a sheer panic.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. Pastor Jay Morgan is our guest. He's an author and the teaching pastor of the Donaldson Fellowship in Nashville, Tennessee.
Now, in our telephone conversation with Dr. Morgan, he has been sharing about some of the ways that we can cultivate the blessings of God's presence from his latest book entitled Always Near.
You know, non-believers often think that we believe in this faraway God. It's like a pie-in-the-sky type faith where you're just hoping that he's there and hoping that he may decide to help you, rather than realizing that he's a very present help in time of need. He's real and he's right with us. So it is such an important message to get out, both for non-believers and for believers who have been far away from God and haven't experienced his presence yet. But how about for you? Was there a particular incident or a situation that the Lord used to show you that this is a need that needs to be addressed?
Yeah, I think there have been a lot of those, but one comes to mind in particular. I've been memorizing Psalm 46, which you just alluded to. God is a very present help in trouble. And it doesn't say that he's a help in trouble. It says he is a present help right here, right now.
Yes.
And it doesn't say he is a present help. There's an adverb there. He is a very present help in trouble. And so I've been memorizing all of Psalm 46. And right about that time, I had a phone call that my oldest daughter had been in a terrible automobile wreck with her children.
Oh.
And they didn't know how anyone was. Victoria, they told me, was non-responsive and that I needed to get to the hospital quickly. And I was just in a sheer panic. My son-in-law went with me, and we were on the way, and I could hardly function. I was, you know, having hyperventilating and having panic attacks. But that verse came to my mind, and I started quoting it over and over again. It actually begins, God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And I started quoting that over and over. I can't say that I became perfectly calm, but I can say that the sense of God's peace and strength came into me through that passage in a way that helped me to deal with the situation. And as it turned out, we got to the hospital, and I pulled up to the emergency room. Paramedics were coming out, and somehow I just knew that they were the ones that had brought in my family. And I just said, I'm the father. How's my children and grandchildren? And one of the paramedics says, we think they're going to be all right. And then I went in, and you know, they were banged up, but none of their injuries were life-threatening. But I'll never forget that verse of Scripture coming to me at that moment of crisis. And I'm so glad that I've been memorizing it. You know, I'm a real advocate of Scripture memory. I have a book called 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know on Earth, and another book called Reclaiming the Lost Art of Biblical Meditation. And this book, Always Near, is like, you know, the third part of that. We memorize Scripture, we meditate on it, and through that, we begin to practice and experience the presence of God on really, in many ways, a continuous basis.
You know, that's so wonderful to hear how the Lord uses his word and his promises to show us that he is close, he is near, he is always with us. But yet those that are outside of God's hearing, they don't have the Scriptures. I think of Psalm 19, verse 1, which reads, that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies above proclaim his handiwork. Isn't our world around us a powerful witness of the presence of God?
Yes, and we can sense the presence of God in nature. He speaks to us in that way. And I think everybody knows what it's like to hike in the mountains, or to take a walk along the seashore, or to be in a very beautiful place, see a sunset or watch a sunrise, or be caught in a thunderstorm and see that powerful lightning and be jolted by the thunder, and we get a sense of the majesty and the presence and the wonder of God. And we can learn a great deal about God from nature. The creation is virtually infinite. I mean, we can't find the edges of the universe. So that means whoever created it must be infinite and unfathomable and everlasting. The universe is complex, and everything is made by precision design. So whoever created it must be intelligent. Creation is full of beauty, and so whoever created it must have artistic abilities beyond anything we could ever imagine. We can learn about God from the creation, but the specific message of the Bible is where we learn about Jesus Christ, who is God himself, who became a human being in order to die and shed his blood as a perfect sacrifice to make atonement for our sins and to provide a basis for us being reconciled to God. So that's why the message of the gospel is so important. This is why Romans 1 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. So one of the things I want to try to do is to help people connect with the presence of God, which is only available through a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes. Now, once God opens our spiritual eyes and we do get to know him, there are various stages like you were talking about, Pastor Morgan, that we go through in our walk with the Lord. There's that new love experience when we're just babies in Christ. We're so hungry for the things of God and we can't seem to get enough. We can't put the Bible down. It's such a blessing. And then as we mature, years go on, and various distractions continually pop up that demand our attention and can even cause us to drift away from our faith, or at least distract us for a while. Well, your book, Always Near, does it offer advice to those seasoned believers who can become somewhat apathetic in their faith?
Yes, and you know, this happened to the seven churches in the New Testament called the seven churches of Asia. For example, the strongest New Testament church was the church in Ephesus. And yet, by the time the book of Revelation was written, they had begun to grow a little cold in their love for the Lord Jesus. And the writer said, you need to re-engage in your love for Jesus. So this is always a danger. But if we have the practices and the disciplines and the routines in our lives that will help us remain consistent in our Christian disciplines, then the chance of that happening becomes less. It's like in a marriage. A marriage can grow either stronger or weaker as time goes by. Even a good marriage, the couples can grow apart if they don't diligently work on their marriage, or if they work on marriage every day. And in the same way, we've got to work on our relationship with Christ every day.
Yes, we do need to work on our relationship with Christ every day, as we're told in Hebrews 2, verse 1, that says, therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away.
Oh, yes. You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to have you connect with us. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, you can email us at connecttorichandbobby@gmail.com or write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, 1610, Alameda, California, 94501.
Now, let's return to our talk with Pastor Robert Morgan as he shares some of the suggestions he offers in his book, Always Near, about building a stronger relationship with God.
Suggest ways in this book in which that can happen, including even vacations. You know, vacations were God's idea. In the book of Exodus, he told the Israelites to interrupt their work through the year in order to take a week off and go out and go camping. And he called it the Festival of the Tabernacles, when the whole couple, the whole family, would go out and live in booths, and they would remind themselves of what the Israelites went through They wandered in the wilderness and they lived in temporary dwellings, and they would remind themselves that they were pilgrims and strangers in the world, and they'd have barbecues and they'd eat out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'd stay on the roof, and sometimes they'd, you know, live in the city courtyard or in the backyard or go out to the country. But the Lord built a vacation called the Feast of Tabernacles into the Jewish year. And it wasn't just to give them fun. There was a spiritual benefit to it. It was so that they could spend extra time with the Lord and tell their children, instruct their children about Jewish history in a way that they couldn't do otherwise. And we could learn a lot from that example about even the way we take vacation. People need to learn when they take a break and they go off on a trip or something, not to come back more exhausted than when they left,
Yes. But
to come back refreshed, to take a book with them, like, you know, this book Always Near, to take the Bible with them, to take a notebook with them, to take a passage of scripture that the children can memorize while they're on the vacation, and to get some extra sleep. These are the kind of practical suggestions that are all the way through this book, Always Near. How can we draw closer to God without letting all of the pressures of life overwhelm us? Well, it can be done. In fact, we've got to do it, or we'll just lose our minds.
You yourself have been a pastor for over 40 years. Would you say that we never stop learning how to become closer to God each and every day?
It's always something that we are growing in, and I think we will be throughout all of eternity. I think that in heaven, we're going to be perfect, but we're not going to be complete in a sense because, for example, God is omniscient. He knows every fact that there is in the entire universe. He knows every contingency. He knows every detail. He knows everything about everything. I think when we get to heaven, we're going to have very good minds, but I don't think that we're going to be omniscient to you like God is.
Right.
We're not going to be omniscient like God, which means we will still have the capacity of learning in heaven and of discovering new things and of studying and of being involved and engaged in intellectual pursuits in heaven. So if we're going to even be growing in heaven, certainly we're going to be growing on earth. And at the last of the book of 2 Peter, his final admonition, just before he himself was executed, he said, grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was talking to seasoned Christians at the end of the second letter that he had written to them. But he talked about growing in the knowledge and in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as long as we live, we're getting to know the Lord better, more intimately acquainted with him, learning his word better. We're finding new facts about scripture we didn't know before. We're figuring out who Malachi was or what the message of Obadiah was. We're memorizing more and more scriptures. We're learning to pray more effectively. We're working on the levels of joy and peace and patience that we're exhibiting in our lives. All of life is a matter of spiritual growth and maturity and growing in the presence of God. And to me, it's very exciting.
Oh, yes. Very exciting. And we thank Pastor Robert Morgan for his visit with us. Now, that book that he's been referring to is entitled Always Near, 10 Ways to Delight in the Closeness of God. It's published by Thomas Nelson, and it is available online and at most book outlets. It's also available in an audio version.
Also, you can go to his website at robertjmorgan.com to find out more, including a free study guide and sermon starter videos related to his book, Always Near.
Now, if you're enjoying this feature and would like to listen again or to hear one of our other features you may have missed, just go to our Facebook page at Connections with Rich and Bobby. You can also contact us by email at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com.
Or write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, Alameda, California, 94501. This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1, verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So, thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.